Good morning, Nick. How
and
are
also,
you?
I'm doing well. Welcome back. We missed you a couple of weeks. I know you were a little under the weather, so it's glad to see you're
thank you.
Ready to go again.
Well, I think it's been going around. Everybody's had it.
It has.
Thank you. So let's talk a little bit about public service loan forgiveness.
Yes.
PSLF program that people are hoping to get their student loans forgiven under.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot about this.
Yeah, and you know, I've been a little doomsday about it, saying, you know, don't plan on your loans being forgiven because
right.
I haven't seen one yet. And I don't like to do that. I would prefer for people's loans to be forgiven under mm-hmm. this program, which is what it was designed to do. Let me tell you that we have now seen the first loan forgiven.
The first loan has been forgiven. But it's one loan, just the
I mean, there is a great article at MarketWatch, and there was one person, an attorney actually, who, you know, beat the drum every year and filed all the right forms and followed up on it and corrected things when they were wrong. Like they at one point the Fed had the wrong payment information. She had to correct it on more than one occasion. Anyway, finally, a loan has been forgiven. Now, this was supposed to have happened in October of 2017. That's
right.
When the first ones would have been eligible for forgiveness. Let me tell you that 28,000 borrowers have filed 33,300 applications,
mm-hmm.
and 99% of them have been declined.
So 1%.
Yeah, and actually the math turns out to be like a third of a percent, but we'll give them the 1% just to be generous, right?
We'll round up.
And so the average amount of debt forgiven is somewhere around $52,000 to $57,000, depending on whose numbers you use. So here's the thing. You not only have to be working for a qualified employer, you have to be in the right job, and you must file the employment certification verification form every year. Now, a lot of times people are filing verification of their income thinking they're filing the right form. You have to file both, and you have to do it every year.
Every
year. It
has
to get accepted. And so if you're not doing that, guess what? You're going to be in the 99%.
That get rejected.
Yeah. So if you're in this kind of a program and you want to be sure that you are going to be accepted or at least have a shot at it, make some phone calls and find out, have you filed the right forms every year, and get somebody's name in writing. Really do your homework on this. Now, I recently had someone in the office who I believe has done everything properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their loans will be forgiven in May of 2020. And the worst part is, I think a lot of people have received misinformation. So they called in the beginning and they said, oh, I put my loans in the forgiveness program. And they're walking around thinking they are in a forgiveness program. I spoke to a physician recently who thought this because they were working for a public health care facility, but they haven't been filing the verification form every year.
And they thought,
I've done everything properly. So you have to file the form. You can call and find out about it. There are some people filing lawsuits that they got the wrong information. And there are rumors that there are some borrower advocates that are calling people offering to help. If anybody out there hears from a legitimate advocate, not some company looking to make money on you, a legitimate advocate calling to help, I would love to hear who it is and speak with them. Maybe we could, you know, make an alliance and help some students. So, and that being said, I should say Hug Your Student Debt is, I think, dare I say it, a few weeks away from launch at this point.
Okay.
I hope, you know, very complicated what we're doing, but we're really looking forward to helping people, whether they're in a loan forgiveness program or not. So I just wanted to raise awareness on this. 99% of these applications declined, and that's ludicrous. I mean, what do you have to do to get your application approved? You have to jump through a lot of hoops, and you better do it right every single year.
Dr. Francis Rame is the Money Doctor. Power Down Debt, Power Up Retirement, and HugYourStudentDebt.com, which people can learn about. They can sign up for that online.
HugYourStudentDebt is .org.
.org. That's
Thank
right.
you, though.
HugYourStudentDebt.org. Let me correct that since we're talking about student debt. And Francis joins us every week here on the show. If people have questions about this or any other segment, they can give you a call.
Absolutely. 413-774-5555.